Illegal casinos. Academic makes case for legalized gambling. Special report. Studies suggest wiping out the industry is impossible, so it is better to regulate and control it. Gambling should be legalized and regulated because it is a lucrative industry and it is inevitable that people will gamble, while police will take bribes to allow it, a respected academic said yesterday. Sungsit Piriyarangsan, director of Chandrakesan Ratchaphat University's PhD program in good governance, conducted research into gambling in Thailand and concluded the illicit business can never be eliminated. Some casinos might close temporarily when authorities publicly flex their muscles, but they always reopen later, his research found. Mr. Sungsit said his research revealed there are more than 170 casinos in Bangkok. 10 are large and permanent, 60 are small and medium-sized, while more than 100 are mobile outfits. Between 180 and 200 billion baht changes hands in Bangkok gambling dens annually. Casino owners make 38 to 40 billion baht in profit and pay 5 to 20% of their illegal gains, or 2 to 8 billion baht, as bribes. Nationwide, there could be hundreds of thousands of illegal gambling operations, with most of them being small gambling dens. Throughout Thailand, an estimated 640 to 820 billion baht changes hands in the industry each year, with profits put at around 90 billion baht. Mr. Sungsit has proposed the government solve gambling by convincing police not to receive bribes and legalizing casinos, although they must be free of the vested interests of politicians and associates. Illegal casinos will continue to exist, he said. Big casinos may be closed at the moment, but secret gambling dens are still allowed to operate every day. Whenever police take action, casinos will be closed for a while, but everything will be the same afterwards. According to a Bangkok police source, several casinos in Bangkok cater exclusively to rich gamblers. Operators must bribe police, and their bribes reflect the size of their casinos and their number of customers. Some gambling dens even operate with catering and waiters. Gambling dens at markets in Don Muang, Bangkhen, and Sapan Mai areas receive mainly vendors, general people, housewives, and retired government officials, the source said. They are medium-sized gambling dens, and bet sizes are six-digit. Casinos in inner areas in Pattaya and Ratchadewi districts are big and occupy whole buildings. Well-known casinos that police have searched include that of Jeplia Kingpet, while access to the Tao Poon Casino in Bangse is difficult. The source said there are 30 to 40 medium and large-scale casinos in Bangkok which cannot be suppressed. This is not because they are unknown, but because bribes reach officers at all levels, and senior officers in respective areas share bribes with their subordinates, according to the source. A casino owner said bribes went to administrators, soldiers, and police officers, depending on which parties were influential in respective areas. Bribes for police reach commissioners and station chiefs in Bangkok and regional chiefs and station chiefs in other provinces. The source said there was no genuine attempt to suppress these businesses. The big casino in the Thonburi area belongs to a man in power who plans to attack his competitors with an anti-casino campaign, the source said. Such campaigns are short-lived and fizzle out when political interest fades. The gambling dens then resume business as usual, the source said.